My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N, and I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Astor Asis, A-S-T-O-R-A-S-I-S. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage four. This CKD is related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, the aging process, diabetes. As well as hyperuricemia. His recent kidney function has decreased from BUN of 50 to 41, creatinine of 2.58 to 3.10, and GFR of 24 to 19 on recent labs, period. The GFR fluctuates from 18 to mid-20s over the past few visits, period. There is evidence of non-selective proteinuria with protein to creatinine ratio of 3,349 milligrams. As well as pyuria period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms, but does report nocturia up to 2 to 3 times a night. He states he follows with Dr. Polby and was given a good report at the last visit, period. The proteinuria could be a result of the pyuria. As a result, we will order 24-hour urine protein, urine creatinine, and urine albumin for further analysis of the proteinuria, period. We emphasize the importance of a decreased sodium and protein in the diet. And he verbalizes understanding. He is euvolemic today, period. Next line, hyperkalemia with serum potassium of 5.7. We provided him with samples of Lokelma, L-O-K-E-L-M-A, and sent a prescription to the specialty pharmacy. We will continue to monitor for now. Next line, metabolic acidosis with elevated potassium of 5.7, CO2 of 19, we started him on Bisitra, BID, 20 mLs BID. We did not start the sodium bicarb due to blood pressure of 141 over 72, which could potentially increase to a higher reading. As a result, we will continue to monitor for now. Next line. Iron deficiency anemia, HNH of 9.8 and 28.8%, as well as iron saturation of 18% noted. We will repeat the iron studies and start him on new iron, 150 milligrams twice a day, period. He denies any changes in his bowel movement, period. He follows up at the Florida Cancer Center and receives Procrit injections twice a month, period. This anemia is likely related to the CKD, period. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid of 8.3 from 6.2. He was at one point taking allopurinol. However, it was discontinued by his PCP, period. We initially restarted him on the allopurinol and increased it to 2 tablets of 100 milligrams daily instead of 1 tablet. However, I spoke to his PCP and we came to an understanding that maybe Uloric would be the better option for the patient considering his advanced kidney disease. As a result, the PCP will discontinue the allopurinol and start him on Uloric 40 milligrams, 1 tablet daily, which could be titrated upward if necessary, period. Next line, proteinuria. As previously stated, we will order 24-hour urine protein, urine creatinine, and urine albumin for further analysis in the presence of pyuria, period. In addition, we advise the patient to decrease his intake of high potassium foods, as well as foods high in protein and purine. Next line, type 2 diabetes, which is well controlled with A1C of 6.0%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia. He is currently taking phenofibrate, which we recommend against due to its nephrotoxic capabilities. We recommend a statin or omega-3 instead. His recent lipid panel was unremarkable. We will reevaluate this case in 2 months with lab follow-up. End.